Activity 7. Listen to the beginning of a lecture in a linguistics class.
Good morning. Well, we have a lot to do today, so let's get going. If you're caught up with your reading assignments, you've already read the article on the three types of language. But before we go on with the discussion, I want to take a few minutes to compare them. Okay, standard language first. That's language that's comprehended, used, and considered acceptable by most speakers. I mean, native speakers. So definitions of words and phrases in standard language, they're found in the dictionary. They can be used in both formal and informal situations, settings, and this is important. Standard language is appropriate in both speech and writing. I'd say that all of these characteristics combine to make standard language. Well, let's just say that it's the permanent core of a language. That brings us to colloquial language, which is included in dictionaries, but colloquial language is marked, and usually it's a colloquial idiom. So these patterns of colloquial language are understood and used and accepted in informal exchanges, and people use them in informal situations, but they're not really considered appropriate in formal settings. Did I say that colloquial language is more prevalent in speech than in writing? That's important. And the key point in the article was that colloquial language becomes so much part of the culture that at some point it often evolves into standard language. So you can compare an earlier dictionary with a recent dictionary, and that you can see how some phrases that are marked as colloquial language lose that designation in later editions of the same dictionary. Okay, so you can see that colloquial idioms last a long time, either remaining popular in colloquial speech, or as I said, it can evolve into standard language and become a permanent part of the language. But that's very different from slang expressions because this is the key point. Slang is usually a temporary phenomenon. It's used by some speakers or groups in informal situations, and they're much more common in speech than they are in writing. Sometimes they're included in a dictionary, but they're always clearly marked as slang. And when you check later editions of the dictionary, quite often the slang expression is no longer included because it's out of style. Now, let's consider the three types of language together, and I want you to think of them on a continuum from most to least formal. So if we do that, colloquial language would have to go between standard and slang. So the slang is often relegated to a temporary fad, and standard language contains the stable elements of the language, and colloquial language has the potential to become a permanent part of the language. But it might not. I think it's interesting that most native speakers will use all three types of language, and they'll use them all appropriately without thinking about it. In fact, only a few speakers will be able to analyze their speech and writing using the labels that the author identified in the article. That said, let's get out the article for today's discussion and...